This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian media reports that Mikhail Gorbachev, the last leader of the Soviet Union, has died at the age of 91. He waged a losing battle to salvage a crumbling empire, but produced extraordinary reforms that led to the end of the Cold War. The Central Clinical Hospital in Moscow said in a statement that Gorbachev died after a long illness. No other details were given, though. In power less than 7 years, Gorbachev unleashed a breathtaking series of changes. They quickly overtook him and resulted in the collapse of the authoritarian Soviet state, the freeing of Eastern European nations from Russian domination, and the end of decades of East-West nuclear confrontation. A surge in fighting on Ukraine's southern front is fueling speculation that the long-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive to try to train and turn the tide of the war is underway. Ukraine claims it destroyed bridges and ammunition depots and pounded command posts in the Russian-occupied Kherson region, while Russia says it repelled the attack and inflicted heavy casualties. Ukrainian authorities are keeping the world guessing about their intentions and cautioning against excessive optimism in a conflict that has seen changes fortunes more and more. The Ukrainian Southern Command spokeswoman said its forces are preventing the Russians from bringing in reserves, in part by destroying supply lines across the river and striking command posts. In the U.S. state of Mississippi's capital city, it's struggling with multiple water problems. Too much on the ground after heavy rainfall in the past week and not enough safe water coming through the pipes for people to use. Parts of Jackson were without running water on Tuesday because flooding worsened problems in one of two water treatment plants. The city of 150,000 had already been under a boil water notice. This is VOA News. The United Nations and Pakistan have appealed for $160 million in emergency funds for nearly 500,000 displaced victims of record-breaking floods that killed at least 1,162 people since mid-June. The appeal was issued at a ceremony in the capital of Islamabad, with the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urging the international community to help Pakistan in handling damage caused by floods. On Tuesday, Pakistan authorities, backed by the military, continued battling of the aftermath of the floods that have affected more than 33 million people, or 1 in 7 Pakistanis. Preliminary government estimates put the damage to the economy at $10 billion. NASA will try again on Saturday to launch its new moon rocket on a test flight. The first attempt on Monday was thwarted by engine trouble. Managers said Tuesday that they're changing fueling procedures to deal with the issue. The 322-foot rocket remains on the pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center with an empty crew capsule on top. The Space Launch System rocket, the most powerful ever built by NASA, will attempt to send the capsule around the moon and back. No one will be on board, just 3 test dummies. If it's successful, it will be the first capsule to fly to the moon since NASA's Apollo program 50 years ago. The White House has said on Tuesday that it's taking new actions to combat the monkeypox outbreak and protect individuals most at risk of contracting the virus by providing additional vaccines to states and cities holding events that convene large groups of LGBTQI plus individuals, specifically gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with other men. The administration plans to provide additional vaccines and support to Louisiana, Georgia, and California in advance of upcoming gay pride events, according to the White House National Monkeypox Response Team. The U.S. Navy says that Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard seized and later let go of a U.S. sea drone in the Persian Gulf. Spokesman of the Mideast Base 5th Fleet said a Revolutionary Guard ship intercepted a sail drone explorer and was towing the drone behind it as a U.S. Navy ship and helicopter approached. The commander, Timothy Hawkins, told the Associated Press the Navy recalled repeatedly to the Iranians, who ultimately let the drone go. A semi-official Iranian news agency alleged the drone posed a danger to international shipping and described the American account as untruthful and a Hollywood narrative. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.